So let's take a look at this new project. I see you have some really beautiful renderings here. I'd love to know more about the surfaces and have you walk me through the program for the space.
Yeah, this is our lobby atrium space. Here we've got space with glass, drywall, and stone floors. It's all hard surfaces.
Yeah, we need to find a way to make some of those hard surfaces soft, acoustically speaking. First of all, what's the program for the space? We know we need to incorporate some sound absorption, but what are the functional requirements and some of the aesthetic requirements?
So it's primarily a lobby. However, there are some gathering areas as you walk around. Over here is a security desk, and these are retail spaces. Here you have a triple height ceiling and lounge areas and an art wall. So this space is meant for small, casual gatherings.
Yeah, and even then, those kind of incidental gatherings can generate sound, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and especially when people are gathering in groups, they tend to generate higher levels of sound. So as soon as you start to energize a space like this with the hustle and bustle of crowds, it can really become problematic.
Sure.
So are there any locations where you foresee people gathering more, or where you might have higher levels of sound generated by crowds in one area versus the other?
Yeah, the big issues will be these areas where people are meant to wine and dine. They plan to have some live music in the lounge area, maybe some jazz. These walls over here are painted drywall, and we have some wood and glass partial walls over here. The floor in all of these areas will likely be stone, so it's all hard surfaces.
Yeah, a lot of hard surfaces. So let's take a look at the RCP. These are metal ceilings here, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we might be able to look at doing a perforated metal ceiling here and incorporating some sound absorption above it.
Okay, would that be a torsion spring system or a snap-in panel system?
Either could work, though a torsion spring system may be better for access to the plenum in this case. Another option would be to do perforated acoustical gypsum or acoustical drywall.
Okay, we have options. You mentioned several things: perforated gypsum, perforated metal, baffle. On my end, if we use perforated gypsum, it's going to affect the aesthetic. I'd like to see more information on all of those options.
Absolutely. I'll send over a bunch of information on products and systems that would be appropriate here. I'll also run a couple reverb time calculations for the space just to determine the overall quantity of treatment that we need to add. Can you email me those renderings along with plans, sections, and RCP finish schedule?
Yep, absolutely. I'll send you a download link so you can look at the current schematic design documents.
Great. And let's plan to come back together next week and make some decisions.
Sounds good.
Great.